Hi, welcome to I Am Jack. This is episode 2, Teen Spirit. I will be talking with my very close friend, Anushka.
And
we go to the same school, we're both teenagers, and we're going to be just exchanging questions. So, would you like to go first?
Okay. Are there any, like, struggles that you've... Like, what's the biggest struggle that you think you've had to deal with being a teenager at the school? Without the whole minority part, just in general.
I think people like to say, like, oh, I'm not going to focus on social things this year, I'm just going to get work done. It's pretty difficult to do that, and I think that the way that almost all schools are set up makes it kind of impossible to ignore the fact that they're, like, people who you're friends with, people who you're not friends with, people who have, like, a higher social status than you, and that, like, for me at least makes it hard for me to, like, focus because there's a bunch of other stuff going on in my life, like extracurriculars. So to stop dancing on the question, I think the hardest thing, or the biggest struggle, is probably balancing all the different elements of what school is, like extracurriculars, social, homework, classwork, paying attention in class all the time. Because it's, with the way that, you know, our school is designed, you're kind of on all the time. There's no time to really relax. And when you do, you rarely ever spend it doing things that you actually like get something out of. You know, like when you do have the chance to relax, you're something that's brain numbing, you know, to like give your brain a chance to calm down.
Yeah, I feel you there.
So how about you? What's, in your opinion, the most difficult thing to manage as just a teenage girl in this society?
I think that if you're bringing gender into it, there is this kind of silent expectation that girls have to look a certain way, and just, like, it's kind of annoying because there's so many people that, like, constantly dress a certain way and kind of, I think what I'm trying to get at is the fact that people don't like to admit it, but there are a lot of very superficial people that exist because... If you think about it, if you see two people on the street or whatever, and then one of them is wearing, like, really ragged clothes and has dark circles under their eyes, and another one is wearing, like, a crop top and something else, who would you want to interact with? It's just, it's that, and then also, I think it's just, like, school in general is a very just interesting subject because it has so many layers. Because there's a whole social thing, but then there's also, of course, like you said, academics, which is something that's really hard to manage if you have a lot of extracurriculars like both of us do.
So just to go a little further into that, in the last episode, I discussed kind of how I tend not to see these social norms and, you know, these, like, gender and race and stuff like that. Do you... Be 100% honest here, no judgment. Do you see gender and do you understand why there are lines there, or do you kind of ignore that? And when you see someone, do you just see them, or do you see gender?
I think I do see a little bit of gender because of the fact that that's our society today, and that's what I've kind of been taught to see, and also with the fact that it's so present in our community, where it's like if there's a girl and a boy hanging out together, it's immediately like, oh, I ship it, they like each other. And it's like I don't try to look for gender, and I try to hang out with whoever I want to hang out with, and I try to be open to being friends with anybody who wants to be friends with me, and gender doesn't really matter for me there. But I think that gender just ends up being so prevalent in so many ways, and it does end up affecting the decisions people make, even if, like, people say, oh, gender doesn't matter to me, or, like, I'm progressive, or things like that.
So, there was this study a while back showing that there was, people tend to hear lower-pitched voices clearer than they heard high-pitched voices, and they tended to ignore higher-pitched voices. What do you think that means? What do you think that, you know, infers or, like, shows about humans as a society?
I don't really know, because that might be, like, for some people, maybe that's personal preference, because I know that, like, I tend to not like super duper high voices, but like I don't really hold that against anybody, but I don't know. It's not something that I see very relevant to like our community and like the way that I've grown up. I don't think I've seen that actually affecting a lot of things, but what about you?
I think it shows that humans have been hardwired to not listen to women, you know? Yeah. Not women, sorry, I always get those two. After so long of just people ignoring and not hearing their voice, if a voice is higher, they tend to just not listen to it. And I find that so telling, so embarrassing and upsetting. I think that, does being Indian affect anything in your day-to-day? Does it affect anything in your life? Does it affect you? Pardon, the teacher just came in here. And there's not a teacher. But, we're in a storage room right now, and there's a refrigerator. And we're good. So do you think your ethnicity or your race affects your day-to-day life? Does it affect your personality and how big of a part of
it? I definitely think it does. I think that it's also, like, different races, like, they have, different cultures have different values, and that tends to influence the way that you end up growing up and your values.
Mm.
So, like, I also feel like our school tries to be very progressive, but they end up singling out specific, like, races and stuff. Like, they're doing a Diwali celebration, but it's, like, they're asking all the Indian people to wear Indian clothes and, like...
It's more singling out.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they're just kind of accepting it. I feel like they're trying to make it, like, yeah, we're progressive. Yeah, we have Indians. Yeah, we want to show off the Indians we have. And it's just, like, I don't know. I find it annoying. And I don't know whether people here judge by race. I don't think they do very much. But I think that it's the whole looks thing. It's just very superficial. But I think that it's just, like, I feel like sometimes I do wonder what my life would be like and how it would be different if I were another race. Mm. Like, would people treat me differently or would I have a better experience in some places? Or, like, what about you?
So I saw something today that I would like to share with you, and I want to hear your opinion on it. It's kind of going into kind of these hidden racisms that we don't really focus on that are kind of...
I know.
So today a person who's sitting at my table, sorry, as I said, we are in a storage room. but today, someone, a Caucasian kid who was friends with an African-American kid, I don't know if he knew who was being racist, but he kept on playing with the African-American kid's hair. And saying it was like if you put udon noodles and buffalo hair together, that's what he had on his head. And his face was like Travis Scott, and this like a happy Travis Scott, and the back of his neck was like fish scales. So maybe he was just joking and trying to joke around, but you could kind of tell that the African-American kid was uncomfortable. And I kept on telling the kid to stop, but I don't think he really got why it was a bad thing. Why do you think that happens? And... What's your take on that? Happened today, by the way.
I think that I'm not going to make any assumptions about who they are or what their motivation was. No, I I'm not going to hint at who it was, but like I think that they might not necessarily know what that feels like for them when someone's joking about those things, because for me, I feel like if you're part of a race, it's okay when you're joking about your race. Because you understand that it's a joke, and the people around you understand that it's a joke. Because you, a member of that race, can say, this is a joke. I'm actually proud of who I am, or I actually, like, I love my race. But when someone else is doing it, it definitely doesn't feel the same. Like, if I were to make a joke about how there's the whole Indian stereotype about how we all need to become lawyers or doctors, then, oh, yeah, I remember. I was at a summer camp, and there were some of these kids being like, oh yeah, I saw these Asian STEM memes, they're really funny, and they started talking about them, and it made me feel really uncomfortable, because I'm like...
Were they Caucasian?
Yes.
Oh. That's an issue.
it made me very uncomfortable because, like, I understand, like, yeah, memes are memes and memes are funny, but when they're directed at a certain race, I don't really know how I feel about them because, like, if you look at comedy, there's so many stand-up comedians who make fun of their own race, but when it's something online that anyone just can recite to anyone else, it just makes me very uncomfortable.
It becomes less funny and it becomes more personalized, and then other people who doesn't really connect to try and,
and
joke about it.
Yeah, it's just if someone's joking about their own race, I'm here for that. It's funny, it's cool. But then if there's a very
fun
you way. Have to be very, very careful when joking about other races.
Oh yeah, just a general no.
Yeah.
But why do you think these little low-key racist comments and things are happening? What about American society in particular lets that happen and kind of looks over that? Because as you said, the school we go to tries to appear very progressive, yet things like this are still happening.
I think it's just because some people just aren't aware. In today's society, people think that everything can just be taken lightly and everything can be taken as a joke.
Mm.
But I think that it's also because it's very directly related to our history and the fact that it's kind of always been okay to joke about someone who is, quote, unquote, lower race than you or something. Because it's just like, I don't think that the whole Caucasian race, like, I'm not saying that, like, all Caucasians are racist. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if you look at our history, you'll definitely see that that's kind of just, like, the culture that we did live in at one point of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've definitely grown out of it, and I'm happy with the fact that society has made so many huge steps towards equality. But I feel like some of those things are still there. Like, there's the whole thing about, like, I remember I was watching, oh my god, voice cracks. I was watching, like, it was some video about his hidden racism, and it was, like, they were asking people, like, they asked people, do you think you're racist? They said no. And these were non-African-American people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked them the question, if you see a group of African-American people kind of close to your car, would you get scared? And would you, like...
The answer, honestly, though, that's my only...
They were hooked up to a lie detector.
Oh.
But, like, it's like, the whole thing, and then, based on the results, they would all be scared. And I think that that's kind of just because... It's because of the media, and it's because of our history, that's kind of just, like, stereotypes. People think those are true, and people, like...
Yeah. And I hate to be devil's advocate here, but me, personally, I'd be afraid if I saw a group of any... race or people near my car.
I know.
Like,
not even near your car. I don't know if it was near your car, but, like, across the street or something.
Oh, yeah. That's an issue then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to a bit of a lighter subject. Or maybe lighter, maybe not. what do you think you wish parents knew about what it's like to be a child in this day and age, and what works and what doesn't? So if a parent says something to you, are you more likely to listen or disobey if they say it a certain way? We talked about this in the last episode about how if my mom or dad told me, you know, Jack, you better not be on your phone in your bedroom, I'm more likely to take my phone in the bedroom. Other than if they said, Jack, I really appreciate how you haven't been taking your phone into your bedroom recently. I really appreciate that. I probably won't take my phone in my bed. Do you have anything you have to build off of that? Or?
Yeah, I think that today's society, especially, we tend to pick on the negative things so much that sometimes you forget how to phrase things in a positive way and encourage people rather than kind of demolish. Not necessarily demolish, but, like, it's all criticism sometimes, and that can be kind of disheartening because just hearing just criticism doesn't help. But if you kind of make it a place for growth, it definitely does become a lot better. And in terms of what parents should know about today's society, I think it's just that parents don't really have an idea of, like I tell my parents about my social life, and I tell them about, like, people, and I tell them about drama and stuff, but they don't really understand the whole nature of it.
Because,
they're asking things like, why are there popular kids? Or, like, why won't these people want to hang out with you? And it's like, those are things that I can't answer because that's just the way those people are. And, like, maybe they're actually really nice people and maybe they just want to have their own friends. But I think that there's something... I think that people won't really ever understand what's going on in someone else's life unless they live it.
Of course, yeah, yeah. It's really funny you say that. My mom mentioned a very similar thing. She said that as a parent, you kind of only voice your fears because in your own head, I'm kind of building off of what you said, but in your own head, you're kind of thinking like, oh, they already know I love them. They already know I'm proud of them. But as a kid, you don't. Like, you forget, and in this day and age, like, it's constant validation because you're getting constantly brought down. And also, I've heard from a good amount of adults that they're confused about how this whole culture around jokes of self-deprecation or jokes of bring up people down. Like, it's funny if you roast someone. It's not funny if you compliment someone, which, I mean, I don't find that. I don't understand that. But yeah. They discussed how they don't know why... the fan went off. They don't know why there's this whole, you know, phenomenon around kids finding it funny or a good thing to not bully or harass, but borderline bullying and harassing as a joke and to become popular. If you can answer that, I gotta go get my jacket.
Yeah, I think that there's just kind of... The culture today is very different than the culture that it once was. And I think that it's just... I'm not 100% sure because, like, there are just a lot of really weird things that kind of go on with the way that the society of kids in today's day and age works. Like, I don't even know where it became cool to roast people, or, like, I don't know why it became a thing where it's like self-deprecation makes you trendy or depression makes you trendy. I just find that so stupid, because it's like, it's kind of like, it's, I don't know the word for this, but it's like, it's making things that are important not as important. It's like, it's like devaluing those things. It's like when you constantly are roasting people for the joke, it kind of devalues, like, people's feelings if someone actually is harassing them. Because it's like, no, it's just a joke. It's just roasting. And, like,
which, so someone doesn't get offended. They feel like they're baby, like, or they feel like they're weak. And,
yeah, exactly. And I feel like it's the same thing with the whole mental health thing.
Yeah.
It's like, if people are constantly making jokes about it or, like, being like, oh, yeah, I don't love myself. Oh, yeah, I'm so trendy. It's like, yeah, but what if someone is actually dealing with those feelings? Do you think that makes them feel really good? It's like...
I think that what we don't talk about, what we should, is that everyone is depressed and has anxiety. It's just a spectrum.
Yeah.
Some people are struggling with it less than others, and we don't talk about that as much. We don't say, like, hey, it's okay to be sad. We just say, hey, like, it's okay to be a broken wing. It's okay to be this. And it's gotten to a point where people value and victimize themselves. And that's an issue because it becomes a society of people who are willing to tough it out, I guess. Not in the mental health way. I'm moving on from the mental health thing. That's a whole other thing that you should seriously get help for. Everyone matters. Everyone is important to this society and world. But I don't know if you agree, but I was speaking with my father, and he said that he always got, like, a little frustrated whenever I forget what it was that I did, but he didn't like it when I victimized myself, because we become a culture of victimization, and it makes you more popular the more minority categories you fit in. So if I'm pansexual, I'm trans, and I'm Latino, then I am, like, more likely to be listened to than someone who's straight, white, and cis. I'm not saying I agree with this, I'm just saying this is an opinion. So don't take this as an opinion that I have. I'm just trying to voice someone else's. But why do you think that we've formed a society of the more broken wing you are, the more, you know, weak you portray yourself to be, the more you're listened to, or the more you're valued on social media?
That's definitely, like, a very interesting question. I don't know. It's one of the things that I kind of question about society. But like, if you look at, like, if you look at these like YouTubers, they constantly are coming out with these like my truth, my struggle with anxiety, like things like that, and they, a lot of them are probably dealing with these things, but then sometimes people do it for
It becomes desanitized.
Yeah, exactly, and then. They're also, like, sometimes when people make those videos, they get hate on it. Like, just go back to producing your content. Like, this isn't important. It's just, like, I feel like our society in general is just not supportive enough of when people are dealing with things. And it becomes, like, it becomes a problem with them. And that's why they listen to, because there's something wrong with them. And then society needs to fix that so that we can have perfect human beings. And it's just, like, it's kind of stupid because it's, like, everyone feels so scared to talk about their mental health because they fear that they're going to get judged, or they feel like people are going to look at them for the fact that they're depressed instead of the fact that they're, like, a good person. It's just, like, I know that I have definitely dealt with my share of mental health stuff. But I've never really talked too much about it just because I feel like I don't want that to affect the way people treat me.
Yeah, I can 100% agree. I don't like talking about it because people who do talk about it are considered like, oh, you're just saying it to be popular or to get people to feel bad for you. And that's why I don't want to talk about, because I don't want people to feel bad for me. I literally am just trying to say, dang, I am really sad and I don't want to, like...
For me, I also just, I want people to kind of have a better understanding of who I am.
Yeah.
Because for me, with a person, I can develop a better relationship with them, and I can develop a closer relationship with them if we know things about each other. And not necessarily like, oh, who do you like type thing, but like, if we understand each other, and if we kind of understand the way that our mind works, and if we don't judge each other for that, if we respect each other for who we are. And that's the relationship that I do have with a lot of, actually not a lot of people, but I have it with people. No, I'm not going to name drop anybody because.
Yeah, I had to use Ham as someone's name in the last episode. And I had to use Ham because. I can't use names on here, but, what do you think is something you wish you could tell people about yourself that they don't know, you know, when they first look at you, or something they wish they knew about you, like, baseline? Except that you're an Indian girl.
Well, Indian girl, you can just tell that.
Exactly. So the way that I look. What did you wish?
Oh my god, come on.
what do you wish they also saw?
I think that I'd want is just for people to kind of respect me for the things that I've been able to overcome. Because I feel like if people knew certain things about me, they might treat me better, or they might respect me more. But I think that at the end, it just kind of all boils down to understanding. Like, I just think that if people were able to kind of understand me better, and I think that if mental health wasn't such a touchy subject, then I would be able to share things that maybe would make more people like me, maybe like make people respect me.
Interesting. What would you classify yourself LGBTQ wise? Like, would you classify yourself an ally, or if this is something you don't want to discuss, I totally understand.
No,
that, but this is something we go really in depth into.
At the moment, I'm definitely an ally, and that is all I am, but only for the moment.
Interesting. What are, like, three things you want people to know about you being Indian, or you being a girl, that they wouldn't ask. Like, on the last episode, we talked about what I wish people knew about LGBTQ. If they're starting from zero, that's the thing I said was, like, if they're gay, it doesn't mean they like you. What are some stereotypes you want to debunk?
Definitely the whole, like, being a girl, just the whole how superficial, like, people kind of, like, I forget who, but, like, I was talking to some of my friends who are girls, and one of them told me that a boy said that, like, when I look at girls, it's like 70% body and 30% personality. Or like 80% and 20% or something. And I just feel like that's something that I don't want to really like debunk, but I just want to like erase it from the world because I think it's so stupid that you would judge someone for the way they look rather than
you're more than just a shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In terms of being Indian, I don't think that I get kind of treated with any stereotypes because of that. I think that it's just like, just kind of respect who I am. Don't try to single me out because I don't want that. Accept the fact that I'm a minority. Don't single that out either. Don't talk about it unless you like, just don't be weird about it. Just, I'm a human being. And at the end of the day, we're all part of the same race. We're all part of the human race. And that's the only thing that I want people to see me as. I want people to see me as a human. And I don't want my race or my gender to be something that that affects the way people think about me.
What do you think of currently? Donald Trump is our president, and recently the New York Times found a memo that he was planning on adjusting Title IX and pretty much making your gender not changeable and eliminating the 1.4 million people who identify as trans. What is your opinion on that? What do you
have
to say?
My opinion on that, I'm not going to go fully in depth because otherwise I'm going to, like, you know what? I don't want to be super duper controversial, but
no, go for it. This is what the show's about.
Wonderful. Donald Trump is stupid. He can leave the White House, please. And I think that that's just so stupid because, like I was saying, people, that shouldn't affect the way that you feel about a person. That's just the way that the person feels inside, the way that that person wants to express themselves, and that's completely up to that person. And I don't think that someone like Donald Trump has a say in how you express yourself or how the million people in the country express themselves or how they want to feel, because they can feel how they want to feel, and at the end of the day, we're all humans. And I don't think that any labels should determine the way someone feels about you.
Of course. So someone wanted me to ask another classmate this question to help educate, to help, you know, spread the word, kind of. That's what the show's about. But what's it like, and I won't get offended, I really just want to get answers. What is it like having a transgender classmate or a queer classmate who came out after you met them?
I think that it's really awesome because me being close friends with you, it's kind of like, I've learned so much about the LGBTQ plus community, and I feel like I can be a better ally. And I, like, if you look at me at my old school, like, I wasn't, like, anti-LGBTQ, but I was, like, I just kind of acknowledged that it exists, and because I didn't know much about it. But then once I came to this school, when I met you, you told me about everything, and I saw your coming out process, and it was, like, blatantly in my face that changes nothing. That changes nothing about your personality or you as a person. And nobody should look at you differently just because you choose to express yourself a different way. And I think that it's been able to be really eye-opening. And I feel, like, privileged to be able to have a friend like you.
Give you a hug, even though you can't say we're hugging. But to make this more awkward and to go deeper, did you... were you at first confused, or did you at first, like, take a step back and were like, whoa, like, what's going on?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Once again, I'm, like, I very firmly abide to my belief that everyone is a human and nobody should be judged for something that's out of their control. The way you feel, you can't necessarily always control that.
Like, I can't say, okay, I want to be bi, and then bam, I'm just bi. Mm-hmm. That's not the way that the world works. And I think that nobody should be judged for things out of their control.
Of course, yeah. What do you say to people who think, oh, you know, women just aren't as intelligent, women just aren't as capable, they're not as strong, they can vote, but, you know, at the end of the day, men are the stronger ones who should be, like, looking after them. What do you say to people who think that or say that?
I just ask them why. Mm. Because I don't understand where you get that belief. Like, is it because of the things that happened in the past? Because in the past, it wasn't about the fact that women were less capable. It was about the fact that women were being restricted and women weren't able to do things that men were doing. So because everyone was just like, everyone just assumed that men were better at what they do.
Mm.
So I just asked them why, because that's not true at the end of the day.
Awesome. Any closing statements that you want to leave our, like, two listeners off with?
Okay. So, first of all, just a fact of life. You don't really know what someone is going through unless you've experienced it yourself.
Mm.
So don't pretend you know about something when you really don't. Like, when I talk about, like, how LGBTQ plus community people feel, I'm going on what I think. I'm not going on the fact that I know exactly how they feel. And I am acknowledging the fact that I don't know what that's like. I just have an awesome friend who happens to be transgender and who happens to have educated me on a lot of this stuff. And also, like, my whole human being thing, because I'm going to go back to that one last time, is don't judge people. Just in general, don't be judgy. But then also, everyone's a human. And if you don't like someone for their personality, that's fair. But if you don't like someone because of the way they look or the way they dress or the way they choose to express themselves, then I think that that's just stupid and you should learn to be a good human being, please.
Again, to play devil's advocate, I completely... Oh. Sorry, I just spit all over my computer. Not to play devil's advocate, but I'm sure there'll be some questions. And what about if someone is, you know, practicing bestiality or wearing extraordinarily, like, provocative clothing? Tying in what you said earlier about just being human, where do you draw the line on what's okay and what's not okay?
That's a good question.
For me, it's like whether it harms other people.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like, if it makes you really uncomfortable if someone's naked, then that's okay. But if it makes you really uncomfortable if someone's holding hands with another man,
then that's
not okay. Because nudity is not allowed. That's illegal.
Yeah. There you go. You answered your own
question. Oh, okay. I want to hear your take on it.
It's definitely, like, everyone has those lines that they draw. Mm. But, like, if someone was a cannibal, would I just accept them for being human? Probably not, because it's something that's, like,
harming others.
Yes. It is harming others, or it's making other people very uncomfortable. And it's also just, like, kind of how extreme it is, because, like, a man holding hands with another man might make you uncomfortable, but it doesn't make the rest of us uncomfortable. And it's kind of, like, there are certain things that make some people uncomfortable, like spiders make me uncomfortable. Does everyone hate
spiders?
Should
we, like, kill all the spiders everywhere?
No. I think it's definitely, if it's just something that's frowned upon by, like, a very big majority of people.
Mm. Well, then you could go and say, like, in the Middle East, being gay is frowned upon by a large amount of people.
I'm talking about the entire world.
Oh, wow. Well, then. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very confusing, though, because there definitely are very...
The line is very blurry, yeah.
Yes.
We are very close to being... It is just... But yeah, I think we're going to leave you off there. I hope you enjoyed this. This is... I hope this gives you some insight into what it's like to grow up in 21st century as a teenager. And thank you so much, Anushka, for joining me on the second episode of this podcast.
Thank you.
So
it was
much.
Really cool.
Yeah, of course.
Bye.
We'll see you next episode.